time to play with pain. Hosted by Emmy-winning comedian and writer Jeff Cesario. Interviewing guests from comedy, entertainment, and sports. Plus, legendary sportscaster Chet Waterhouse. Don't worry, this shouldn't take longer than your average trip to Costco. And now, here's your host, Jeff Cesario.
Look at us. Special edition. Very excited. We're talking music with a three-headed monster from the Corolla Show. I got Gary Smith. I got Chris Laxamana.
Hey.
And I got the incredible Brian Bishop, who's joining us. Bald Brian. We're going to talk music in just a sec. Guys, first of all, you look good, but let's check. How are you? Are you good?
I'll speak for the other two and say we're great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll accept that.
Boy, there's somebody recognizing dead air when he hears it.
I was trying to be polite.
Well, I thought I would leave it to Mr. Incredible. He's the only one that got the moniker at the top, so why wouldn't he answer?
That's impressive. We're going to talk music. We're going to do the white lightning round of music opinion. I'm not even going to call it trivia. It's music opinion in just a sec. But first, Chet, do you have an update for us? Oh, have the Kardashians permanently marked their Botox injection sites? Of course I have an update. Time for the Waterhouse Update, sponsored by Slaptop, the new computer from Will Smith. NFL, Buffalo gets tripped up like Joe Biden on a double negative. Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers scored less than a pickpocket at a Mike Lindell rally. The Jags, like a Chinese naval exercise in international waters, they just keep coming at you. Pro Bowl replaced by a flag football game. Said Aaron Rodgers, let's triple the ratings and kick it off with some ayahuasca. That wrap-up sponsored by Creprika. If you just want your deviled eggs to look tasty, try Creprika. College football, Wisconsin got spanked worse than a white trash kid pissing off his mom at a Walmart. Oklahoma plummeting like a bank safe out of a tornado funnel. After a nationwide vote, I have been selected to tell the AP poll that Texas A&M just ain't that good. That wrap-up sponsored by Rensylvania. A whole state full of discount wrenches. America's pastime? No, not taking stuff off other people's porches. Baseball! Aaron Judge stuck on 60 home runs. He said, my guy's out of town. I mean, I'm just in a mini slump. And finally, this week in sports history, the year 1861, the play South Ayrshire, Scotland, the British Open at Prestwick, won by Tom Morris Sr. over Willie Park Sr. by four strokes. And by that, apparently, I mean actual heart attacks. This Waterhouse Update sponsored by Synagogues. Everything looks more Jewish with Synagogues, including you. Now back to Jeff, Chris, Gary, and Bald Brian. Wow, thank you, Chet. Yeah. That's a good one.
Whirlwind.
That was, thank you very much. Guys, okay. I'm very excited. We're going to rumble through these. The Play With Pain White Lightning Round Music Show. And this group of guys here is the perfect definition of a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. So I can't wait to get rolling, which is, of course, as Bald Brian knows, a tremendous Tower of Power song. Yeah. There's only a couple of rules. The first is Bald Brian will function as the judge. So the points judge, he'll give each round to one of us, and he'll be like our New York replay booth, and he's going to rate us on efficacy, creativity, and pure whim. So I hope none of us have pissed off Bald Brian.
I'm in trouble.
Oh boy,
you're all in good graves.
I'm in trouble. Except I know nothing about music, and Brian.
And the second rule is I'm going to be about seven generations behind you guys. I'm 103 years old. So like my best favorite guitar solo is like in a fucking Wagner opera. Okay. So, but I'm going to try to keep up. So let's just rumble. And it's like a lightning round. So you don't feel obligated to, you know, do a Rolling Stone essay. You can just blast something out. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Let's do it. Best American rock. I'm starting strong. Best American rock song. And I'll go first to give you guys time to think. I'm going to go with Panama by Van Halen, just because to me, it's a perfect combination of really kind of weird, crappy, but very American lyrics, a tremendous harmonic pattern through the whole song. It is not a typical A, B, A, C, A kind of rock song repeating blues pattern. It's got really interesting harmonics to it. And then, of course, the drum track and the rhythm, it works for me on like four levels. And then when you just back out of it, it just, you can still go, oh, let's just put this on and get hammered. It's like, it sounds unsophisticated, but it's sophisticated to me.
Yeah.
That's my, followed closely by Here Comes My Girl by Tom Petty. Just because when he says, watch your walk, every guy in America knows exactly what he's talking about. That's the second. There you go. Those are my two.
I love it. The thing about Panama is you can sing along with it even the first time hearing it. You already know how the chorus goes.
Accessible.
That's really true. Yeah. You don't need sophisticated ears to lock into Panama.
I went with Freebird. I know it's probably the most requested song in America. Mainly it's a joke, but it's so good. It's long, but it has the slow buildup at the top, and it gets kind of emotional, and then just wails at the end with one of my favorite guitar solos. It's a rocking tune.
Yeah, it is. I like it. I do like. That's a good selection, especially because it goes so long that people can forget the song.
Yeah.
So that when they kind of kick back into the chorus.
And when you pick it.
Oh, yeah, Freebird. I remember this. It's like you're getting it twice.
You get your money's worth if you pick it for the jukebox.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's.
I can go for value. Jukebox
now, $7. How much for a tune? The jukebox. Gary, with crypto now.
So while certainly not a rock aficionado, I think what I'll pick here is just mostly comfort food for me, which would be Hotel California. It's, you know, it's not the hardest rocking song, I wouldn't say,
right.
But it's a consistent, it gets me in that mood instantly. When that song comes on, it's, you know, it sets a tone.
It does set a tone. It quotes the name of an American state, which, you know, that's impressive. Yeah. And, you know, it comes out of a world that also featured tunes like China Grove. And, you know, it comes out of like that era, but it has, you're right. It has something. These are three really good. Brian, you may not have wanted to volunteer for this role. This is a hard decision.
Now I'm feeling overwhelmed. I appreciate Gary going with a song that, Hotel California, we've all heard 1,000 times, right? When it comes on, we're like, Hotel California. If you heard that song for the first time today, it would blow your goddamn mind. Yeah. It's a great song. It's not its fault that it's been played so much and we're a little bit tired of it. Freebird, again, a bold choice, a song we're all familiar with. But again, it would blow your mind if you heard it for the first time today. That said, I'm going to go with Panama because it gets in, gets out. It's shorter than all the rest. It rocks from beginning to end with the others. Great songs. They build. I'll go with Panama on this one.
Yeah. Who needs a build when you're trying to get laid?
Just get to the point.
Panama does have that part towards the, I don't know, the two-thirds mark where, you know, reach down between my legs.
Yeah. Listen, this. Yeah. And he does that ridiculously stupid lyric about with the barrel. I would call it a single entendre about the stick shift.
It's a barreling entendre. It's just what it is.
Right. Exactly. Hey, guys, that category is sponsored by OCDC, the most meticulous AC/DC cover band ever. Go on to category two. I'll handle the categories, Jeff. All right. If you feel it. Yeah, I will. Most spine tingling lead vocal. Go. We're going to start this one with Gary. Ooh, spine tingling lead vocal. That's a pretty wide definition, because spine tingling could be douche chilly.
Yeah, what tingles your spine?
Yeah, exactly. What tingles your spine?
I mean,
no.
On the last one, you specified American. This time you didn't, so I think I'm going to have to go Freddie Mercury. Ooh, and I guess I'll just go with the old classic of Bohemian Rhapsody. I just, it's hard to beat that.
That's good. And it's intricate. It's not something you can get that high and sing. You've got to remember it, and it's been used in a great movie, of course, Wayne's World.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Queen. Bohemian Rhapsody. I forgot that's the movie's called.
We'll cut that out.
Was that a great movie?
I'll leave it in. Make me look stupid.
No. I like it. All right, I'll go because we'll go around this way this time. Look at it. I'm almost doing this right. I'm going back to Van Halen. I'm going with Running with the Devil by Van Halen with David Lee Roth in the lead vocal. Just because if you hear it, I'm not even sure what he's doing is tethered to what the band is doing. But it's perfect David Lee Roth. It's just, it's just wails and screams and animal sounds. And they just lay, and now that is a basic sort of blues-ish bass tune. And they just lay it down. And then it's like he just comes out like a peacock and goes nuts for 2 minutes. That's why I love that.
Chris, this is yours to win.
All right. I'm going to go.
A little bit of bias from the judge prior to the finishing of the
Brian,
round.
I'm not going to make it easy on you. I was going to go with Queen, but let's change it up. I'm going to go with Kelly Clarkson since you've been gone.
Wow.
Interesting.
Wow. Is it possible to award 0 points?
No. No, you have to make a pick.
Wonderwall, Oasis. No.
I don't know. Well, Chris mentioned Oasis, so I should give him the point. However, as much as I don't like going back to the Van Halen well, that is pretty inspired with just the whooping and hollering in that song.
Yeah.
So in as much as it's hard to judge what tingles someone else's spine, yeah, I got to go with David Lee Roth on that one.
All right. So I'm up 2-0 right now. But Brian, your disgust is right on the surface. Who would you have gone with? Or, not picking the perfect one.
Right.
But, who pops to your mind that would have beaten the three of these?
The first one that pops to my mind, and I'm stuck there because it's so great and it is spine tingling. And it's even crazier if you watch the video that was made in 1964 or whatever it was. Eric Burdon of the Animals singing House of the Rising Sun.
Yeah.
That is a man's voice coming out of a little boy, and that is stunning.
Yeah, that's impressive. As opposed to Alexamana, who apparently was just in a mall and heard his song.
You know what I love too about all these YouTube videos is they're starting to isolate all the vocal tracks. So like you can listen to Marvin Gaye sing "I Heard It Through the Grapevine," and it's incredible just hearing it without any instrumentation. It's just pure vocals. I encourage everybody to go watch that.
I go down those rabbit holes from time to time. They're very fun.
Yeah, technology. I might have to give it a shot. Hey, guys, that one's sponsored by Roberta Flak Jacket. You're not killing me softly or loudly in my Roberta Flak Jacket. Category 3, perfect one-hit wonder. Oh, this is, I love one-hit wonders. Almost every one of them is perfect, really, because just by definition, the category. But let's see where this goes. Lexamana.
All right, I'm going to go Wonderwall by Oasis.
Wow, that's really hurtful.
No, I will award you the points. Yeah, even kidding. Beyond my own pick. I would go with that.
The one that I have, a lot of people are probably going to go, they're not a one-hit wonder. They have other great songs, but I think this is their only real big hit, and that's Closing Time by Semisonic. I love that song, and I think it's the perfect song.
It's a great song. Not a one-hit wonder, but a great song.
You don't think they're one-hit wonder? What other songs do they have?
Yeah, name.
Well, I absolutely can't back it up.
Singing in My Sleep. Singing in My Sleep is a great semisonic song. But that's a tough way. So there's two ways to judge a one-hit wonder. A true one-hit wonder, the Norman Greenbaums of the world who's never heard from again. Or someone like Semisonic, whose career is defined by one hit. Maybe they had other songs that popped a little bit, but they are forever known by this one hit.
Yeah, that's interesting. We're defining the category as we go. Gary, your shot.
Well, you could go Shaggy, It Wasn't Me, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go Chumbawamba.
Oh, man.
That's the former. That's the Never Heard From Again. That was the big, big hit.
Yeah, obviously.
That is I'm sort of staying
true to the category.
The stupid name and the song that just cuts through, and now it's pretty much relegated to yacht rock.
It's also been co-opted. Like I've seen it on the campaign trail for like candidates who are like, you know, they're trying to send the message of like, hey, you can knock me down, but I'm always going to get back up, which is not the meaning of the song, but here we are.
I'll go with an honorable mention for this category of Gautier. And mostly their song that everyone knows them from was Somebody I Used to Know. And they've been making music for a long time. But I always loved, around the era where that song was popular, a tweet that I saw that said, I can't wait until Gautier was somebody that I used to know. And that always just made me laugh.
Wow. Wow. So it's backed up by social media. I like it. I'm going to stair step up to my first one. I love Rock You Like a Hurricane, which falls into the category of the band Scorpions. Had like one or two other semi-hits, maybe. But if you think of any other song besides Rock You Like a Hurricane when someone says the Scorpions, you're out of your mind. I also like, and this is in the Kelly Clarkson category, Patrice Rushen with Forget-Me-Nots. Like that song.
Sampled by Will Smith.
Yeah. But to me, Wild Cherries, Play That Funky Music, White Boy.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, I do not think they even got on a bus together after they finished that song. I don't think they did anything together after that song. They may not have even had an album of another 9 songs that went with that song. I think that was it and goodbye.
I don't think you can – I know it's not your choice, Jeff. I don't think you can put Scorpions in the One Hit Wonder. Winds of Change was like the song of the Berlin Wall falling. It was pretty huge in Europe. I don't know, you know, here as much, but it's not your choice. So it's not the here nor there.
But I would say this, though. Just saying huge in Europe may qualify as a One Hit Wonder.
Fair. Which would bolster Gary's chances with Chumbawamba. It's a close one between Chumbawamba and Semisonic, because those both came out, I believe, when I was in college, like in the late 90s. I'm going to go with the song I like just a little better, Semisonic, Closing Time.
A little better? That's a vastly superior song. That is a way better song. If we're imagining it on that, then absolutely Chris wins. I'd just lay down.
But it's like a steak versus candy. Like, they're both good, but I have to go with the ultimately better one.
But for the perfect one hit wonder, isn't a shittier song kind of better?
It might be,
Mambo Number 5.
I will defend Chris here, because Closing Time is the perfect song in that every bar can play it every night and no one's mad. Everyone gets happy even though they're about to get kicked out. That is the most utilitarian perfect song, you know, five tool player ever.
Wow. Brother sticking up for brother. Laxamana walks away with it. Sponsored, incidentally, guys, by ukuleles. Make any music sound unimportant with a ukulele. Next category, the lead guitar line you have to sing or play along with. All right, let's see. I will go. Whenever I think of air guitar, first of all, this is a preamble. I think of Will Arnett doing the Law and Order theme song on the old Conan O'Brien show. He just had a wow, 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 wow. He used to find it on YouTube. It's hilarious. I'm going Frankenstein, Edgar Winter. And like dumb people can still sing. And I think dogs can even sing that. It just hammers into my head. I have to play air guitar to it.
Well, for mine, I also heard this one at the mall. But it's a song I every time I hear the guitar lick for it, I actually just want to pick up a guitar and play along. It's beautiful. It's by John Mayer. It's called Slow Dancing in a Burning Room. And the intro guitar lick to it is so good, and then he counters it with another guitar melody over it, and then the lead guitar becomes the rhythm guitar. It's beautiful.
So which celebrity was he screwing? at the time. He wrote a song called Slow Dancing in a Burning Room.
Yeah.
You don't have no need to wake Freud on that meaning. I get it.
This is where knowing too much about music hurts you.
Ouch. Yeah, that's deep. But maybe if Gary has time, he'll cut in a sample of it.
I don't.
And now
do the one where he plays it live in LA.
No, I think just established that I don't have the time. But now, thank you.
I was getting requests out there for the cut.
It's a video on my iPhone.
Oh god.
Yeah. About 3 minutes in.
Cool.
All right, Gary. I think you got a wide open field here.
Well, here's the thing is that, you know, someone who's more basic might go all along the Watchtower, which is definitely solid, but I have to go back to the well and go Hotel California.
Wow.
I'm going to see how many times
that work.
See how many times I can wedge it in there.
Well, it's true. You're going to sing along to it. Yeah, that's me singing along to it.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah, that was my version of Hotel California, which incidentally may qualify as a one-hit wonder if I release it on TikTok. Yeah, wow, Brian, this may be another tough one for you.
A couple of tough competitors and Chris here. Hi, Chris. I don't doubt that's a fantastic solo. John Mayer is a bold choice. John Mayer is an underrated guitar. Well, not to people who know like you, but I don't think the average person would peg John Mayer as being a great guitarist. Still third place on this one. Jeff, great choice on the Edgar Winter. I bet most people who are from in the average person who is familiar with that riff doesn't know the song or the artist.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Which may be a great defining point, if I may say, in my defense, for a guitar lick that you have to sing along with. Does not matter who it was. What matters is the power of the lick itself.
That's a really good point. That's Ed Gary gets the point. The bonus.
You didn't even think about it.
I did think about it. The opening acoustic guitar riff. Everyone.
Yeah.
His second place choice, too, all along the Watchtower. Great, great riff. Yeah. Great guitar.
All right. Gary gets it. You bunch of softies. Although I'll say this. This is what I love about lead guitarists. Across all genres and platforms, it matters not. Lead guitarists have the exact same attitude. Rock, soul, funk. It doesn't matter when it's time for the guitar solo. It's like, just step out of the way. I'm going to get laid here. I know this works. And it's the same. I mean, if you listen to an Earth, Wind, and Fire song and hit the guitar solo, it may as well be fucking Joe Perry. It doesn't matter. They all have that sound because it gets them laid. It works. Hey, guys, that one's sponsored by Conundrums, the drum set no one can figure out.
That's good.
Next category, rhythm guitar lick that makes even white people understand funk. Ooh, this is a good one. This is a little deep. I'm expecting, especially after that last thing, a little something out of Laxamana here. We'll start with him. This is just that chunky thing that gets your hips moving, even if you suck at dancing.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm gonna go with if we're talking funk guitar, I'm gonna go with Nile Rodgers. He played on Diana Ross's "I'm Coming Out," which was also sampled by P. Diddy, Mace, and Notorious B.I.G. in "Mo Money, Mo Problems." But yeah, the guitar riff in that is incredible, and it just drives. It's melodic.
Yeah,
and he only plays the top three strings, and it's perfect.
My kid right now is locked onto that song. I'm Coming Out.
Yeah,
it's on her iPad. She listens to it 1,000 times a day, and I know that lick. And I may have to give you the category before I even go with mine. But I think I got a strong one. Gary, you go.
I honestly, I'm going to tap out on this one. I'm not sure that I have one ready. I'm racking my brain here, but I'm not sure.
That is white. That is Alto White. Right well, there, I mean, where you can't even think of it.
Yeah, I mean,
all right, I'll go with one that I would have that should have popped in your head, although might be a little young for it. Funk 49.
Yeah.
Joe Walsh, James Gang is just out down. I love that lick. That's a great lick.
They just played that at the Taylor Hawkins tribute too. It was
oh wow,
awesome.
Would
the lead? I guess it's more of a lead line, but "Sissy Strut" by the Meters. I guess
I'm not that familiar with that song. I'd have to hear it, but
I've never heard any of those words.
James Brown. I mean, Sex Machine. James Brown is my slight second place, and I went with Funk 49 just because I thought it was more. It's out there more.
It has a word funk in it too.
That's true.
Gives you the edge.
Yeah. But I love Laxman. I mean, how can you go wrong with Nile? You got a tough choice here, Brian.
It's a couple of heavyweight contenders. And here's me putting aside my personal feelings for the song, which I do not like. But I have to recognize that the funk guitar in I'm Coming Out is pretty great. I'll go with that one.
Wow. I think Laxman is in the lead.
I love that song.
No, you know, well, you know.
What about More Money, More Problems?
Oh, that's fantastic.
All right.
Everything is funky under Diana Ross through that whole period. And then that vocal over it is great, but it's not, you know, it's not a heavyweight funk voice. So.
Mm. Yeah, Garrett put a little bit of the sample in right here.
Hey guys, that one, yeah, you can drop it in. That one's sponsored by Drama Rock Online Singing Course. Make every lyric the most important thing you've ever sung with Drama Rock. Next category, most irresistible bass line. Ooh. Well, this is a good one.
I actually have an answer for this one.
Please be Hotel California.
You read my mind. No, for this one, I'm going to go back to another band I've already referenced, and I'm going to say Another One Bites the Dust.
There you go.
Oh yeah, that is a good. That is top shelf. That is singable.
That yeah,
might
that
be
lick.
Basic. I'll admit that might be basic, but that one jumps to mind.
No, but basic is good with bass lines. You want basic?
Basic right there.
Yeah, it says it right in it.
There you go.
It's got basic. Can't say basic without bass. Well, that should be in Chet's voice. We'll let it. Yeah. You can't say basic without bass. There you go, Chris. Good.
I'm going to go with the Funk Brothers' James Jamerson. He played on Ain't No Mountain High by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Wow. And that bass line cooks.
Certainly not iconic, but I'll have to dig into that.
Check out the isolated track, too. If you can,
you get that. Wow, we are going deep. We're going to have to go to USC to carve out these fucking bass lines. I got three that I think beat I think all three of mine beat Audius. I'm going with my third place, Groove Is in the Heart by D-Light. That's a great one. Funkin' for Jamaica by Tom Brown. That's a killer with the slapping bass. Bam, 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 bam.
Slap bass.
Love that line. And then Memphis Soul Stew by King Curtis.
Is that the Seinfeld intro?
No.
Somewhere Dawson is in a room shouting about
that's an
Rush.
Insult. That's an insult to Gerald Jamot, who played that bass line. Shocked it wasn't James Jamerson. But
that millennial moment brought to you by Basic.
There you go. I go. Brian, this is tough.
This is tough. I'll go with the Jeff's sheer volume of choices for the win. None of them individually would have won.
Oh, wow. It's a triumvirate of funk.
I think, didn't Nile Rodgers play on the D-Light song? Not bass, obviously, but guitar? Or my?
I'm not sure. That I don't know. I'm going to
play it on.
I'll defer to Chris on this one.
I don't know either.
Because he clearly has some sort of pipeline to
the Nile.
She's got.
He was in the video.
He was.
Well, that's good enough.
He must have played.
It makes sense.
All right. Hey, that category sponsored. Oh, look at this. Sponsored by Bass Player Hair Salon. Look successfully creepy at Bass Player Hair Salon. Next category, drum beat that stops you right in your tracks every time. Hey, guys, I got one of this one. I'm going to go with a John Bonham on Black Dog. Stops me every time.
Yeah.
I freeze and just have to play along. I know I'm not officially in this, but I'm throwing that one out there. Okay, Chet. That's a good one.
That's a good one, Chet.
Chris.
I'm gonna go with Everlong by the Foo Fighters.
Really?
It's fast. The drum fills are insane.
Yeah.
Dave Grohl played it on recorded version. It's I don't know if this is because it's too fast and it's just too crazy, but whenever they played it live, obviously before Taylor died, he would play the first like two verses by himself. Dave Grohl would play it, and then the band would come in. And I always wondered, is it because they're too tired and they can't pull off the entire song because right. it's the end of the show? But yeah, those drum fills are just mind blowing.
Wow. I can't.
And the hi hat work, great.
That's ridiculous.
Would he play the first half acoustically and then the band would join in?
That's exactly right. They would join in at the bridge and then they just played the last chorus together.
My guess is that K-Rock made the acoustic version like a huge hit. So yeah. I'm guessing it was kind of a nod to both versions. I doubt the band was tired.
I know. Just
all right, Gary, fire it out.
As much as I'd love to go Hotel California, I think I'm going to go to another band I've referenced multiple times. And I'm going to go We Will Rock You by Queen.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Well, the iconic, you know, bum, bum.
Yeah. 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 I could quibble with it, but
I don't like it,
overall,
but I won't argue.
Still qualifies. I like it. I like it very
qualifies.
Much.
Qualifies. That's what you're looking for. Qualifies
in the category.
That's what you're looking
for. I was worried it wasn't even in the category.
Wonderwall by Oasis.
Jesus, stop.
On the line,
that.
Backbeat, the word, and then the drums just come yeah. in like at a weird offbeat. It's brilliant.
It's weird that no one's figured out just do Oasis songs so you could run away with this thing.
Well, the fact that we've quoted the one Oasis song 9 times already should qualify them for one hit wonder. I'm going with Alex Van Halen and Hot for Teacher. Yeah. What is he doing?
That's good.
Oh, my God.
The intro is
I know drummers who still listen to that and go, I have no idea how he's doing that with the double bass. No yeah. idea.
I think we all missed out not doing In the Air tonight. I mean, that
no.
was
no. Well, yeah.
It's just the drum fill it that goes into the beat, but the beat
yeah,
is
yeah,
right.
Okay,
yeah, the yeah.
Jeff actually loses a point for his disparaging of Oasis, so please mark that down.
No, we're not. No, you've got to stick to the category.
Oh yeah, you brought it up in this category. I brought it up to
bitch about the other categories. I didn't bring up Oasis in this category. I would never bring up Oasis.
No grade grubbing here. I'm gonna give it to Chris for his inspired pick of Everlong, which is some great fills. You're right.
Yeah, I can't bitch about that.
I wouldn't have even thought of that.
Hey guys, that one's sponsored by Skeletones, the musical casket. Favorite horns in a non-horn band. I say this only because I knew Bald Brian would be here, and if we get down a fucking Tower of Power rabbit hole with me, we're never coming back.
Well, that's a horn band.
Tower of Power is a horn band. Yeah. So I tried to make it something that would surprise you. I'll go first in this one, just as a great example of what I'm talking about. Blondie's Rapture. The horns on the end of that, you don't really expect. And then they kind of swing. They got a feel to them. And you go, oh, those are all New York guys. That's got to be the Brecker brothers in that. I mean, you know, it's just got a cool feel. It adds to the tune, but yet it pops out as a little chunk in and of itself. And then second place. Well, I won't go to second place because it might pop into your head. So I won't do that.
I will say there is a correct answer in this category. Let's see if anyone can get it.
Yeah, I have it, but
I'm pretty sure I have the correct answer then, Brian. So there's a video game called Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, and in it was a song by a band called Goldfinger. Typically a punk band, they did some ska, but they never had horn. Really did a had a horn section, but they had a song called Superman on it. And I am not the only one, but that was the best song on that soundtrack. So whatever level you were playing on Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, you would pause. Go to the song selection and you would pick Goldfinger by Superman and only skateboard to that song 24/7. And yeah, the horns in it are fantastic. Goldfinger, Superman. Thank you for my point, Brian.
So there's still a correct answer out there.
Do you go to like record stores, Chris, and just you're there like 10 minutes after they close and you're still looking through vinyl? I mean, these are some deep cuts. I'm gonna have to go check all these out. And I know Gary's not cutting any of them into the episode because he's too busy Googling stuff right now to see if he's got something in this category. Go, Gary.
This has nothing to do with trying to play to the judges, but I'm gonna go Fleetwood Mac Tusk with the USC Marching Band.
That's a good one. That
thank
is
you
a good
for my
one.
Points. I'm very sorry, Chris and Jeff.
I believe that the winner is Things Can Only Get Better by Howard Jones, who you would not expect horns from. And then the funkiest horns in the world come in and take that whole tune, the whole last half of that tune.
All great. The correct answer was Gotta Get You Into My Life by the Beatles, but it's all right. You know, it's an obscure track.
I would say the Earth, Wind, and Fire version of Gotta Get You Into My Life.
Oh,
that's
no,
a horn band.
No.
That's a horn
yeah,
band.
That's a horn,
so you can't
I, that's
really,
a horn band. Yeah.
Can't really go with that.
Yeah, I mean, how can I turn my back on the USC marching band? Tusk gets, if there's multiple points to be given out, please.
Yeah, per band member.
That's right, per band member wearing the cape.
Per horn.
That one's sponsored by Hello Skitty, the all-kitten improv troupe. Christ, I'm sorry. All right, guys, favorite pure testosterone group. Ooh, this is a good one. Just... whether they're musical or not doesn't even matter. But I'm going the Cult. I cannot believe how impressed I am with that band. And a lot of this is because my wife and now my daughter just constantly listen to First Wave and 80s in the car on Sirius. And so I've popped out of that little cloud. Loving the Thompson Twins and The Cure and a bunch of things that I'd never really listened to a lot coming up. But I'm telling you, every time The Cult comes on, I turn the fucking volume up. I cannot believe the balls on these guys, the singer, everybody, the whole everything. It's just all balls. It kills me. I love them.
Good call.
I the pure testosterone thing is kind of hard because there are a lot of great rock bands, but then you see their lead singer and the guy's wearing a bunch of makeup. He's wearing some girl clothes. I'm like, what do you mean by pure testosterone?
I'll go with you on a there's a haziness around the definition of the category,
but
I just threw these together last
night. I have two. So one, I'll do Rush because, if you go to any Rush show, that entire room is pure testosterone.
That's a good pivot. I was like, Rush? Yeah, not a lot of chicks.
My wife went to a Rush concert. She said the women's room, wide open.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's barren. And then also, I was thinking, if I'm thinking pure testosterone, no makeup, no high vocals or anything like that, right. Just like manly. There's a band called the Bloodhound Gang that...
wow.
And they had... They had a CD that was flesh toned with an areola around the hole. And the thing was, it had a message that said, stick your tongue through the hole to simulate a nipple. And the CD was called Hooray for Boobies. And so if I'm thinking pure testosterone, Bloodhound Gang, Hooray for Boobies.
I like the whole thing, but just the fact that the definition of it took over a minute. might hurt you. I don't want to influence Brian the Judge, but
or Oasis.
You know what, Chris? You've inspired me, and based off of your description of a particular album, I'm going to go Blink-182 in deference to their album "Take Off Your Pants and Jacket." A whole album that's just dick jokes left and right. That's going to be my answer. I'm inspired by your "Hooray for Boobies" thing.
I like it, and I like the fact that they were really the first band to. Use numbers in force in the name. I like that. That's a very guy thing.
Yeah.
So like, Jeff, do you
Blink and then we're I can't think of anything.
Blink one through 181 were taken.
Yeah. Right.
It's like when AOL used to give you like suggestions on a screen name. Jeff, are you not familiar with the Bloodhound Gang?
I am not familiar with the Bloodhound Gang.
Chris almost certainly inadvertently landed on a band I love. Which Bloodhound Gang has a couple of just fantastic hits that are funny. You would like them because they're legitimately funny.
Wow. Like, you would know them. Their big hit was You and Me, Baby, Are Nothing But Mammals, So Let's Do It Like They Do It on the Discovery Channel. And that was the chorus.
Wow. It's still not ringing a bell.
Great music video. Check it out.
Jeff, I will.
Bloodhound Gang.
I will stake my reputation on the fact that I think you'll find them legitimately funny. At least there are a couple of big hits that I'm familiar with. and usually when funny bands try to be funny, they kind of fall flat, or it's like, oh, right, right. This is amusing. These guys are extremely clever. So for the inspired choice, I'm going to go with the Bloodhound Gang.
Wow. Just all that digging paid off. Impressive. Hey, that what one, guys, sponsored by Sticky Buns, the breakfast joint with funny waitresses. Sticky Buns. All right, that wraps it up, guys. That was it. I didn't want to put the best band or anything at the end. Who's got anything to add to the end? Because I think Chris won. I think he had 4. I had 3. And I think Gary had 2.
An inspired competition. Category.
Yeah, I would like to encourage everybody for telling everybody listen to the isolated tracks and the bass lines and things like that. Check out Kelly Clarkson's acoustic performance of Since You've Been Gone. It's just... She is a powerhouse of a vocalist and just has a belting register that with such clarity and force, it'll blow your mind. You're the welcome. Judge, put on a jacket because you're going to get chills.
Stand. He's walking out of Arthur Ashe Arena. He's gone already. There's no point in trying to sell this. It's over.
And as a new parent who's working from home every now and then and is home on weekdays in the afternoon, I'll encourage people to check out the Kelly Clarkson show. It's terrible.
Oh, that's great. Some good hate watching. You know, there's a we'll end on this. My hate watch is there's a design show, Bargain Mansions out of it's on HGTV out of Kansas City.
I'm familiar.
And every time you watch it, by the end we're going, "Oh my god, she made it worse." Oh my god, I can't believe how bad this is. Every time. Any other hate watch before I give our credits and get us the hell out of here. Brian, what do you hate watching?
Everything that I'm subjected to on my television at home, wow. Whether it's Kardashians or Housewives or any number of Below Deck. Not bad.
I will double down with you, Jeff, on Bargain Mansions. If you are an Angelino, especially, watch it and try not to kill yourself, because I could own 4 multi-thousand right. square foot homes right now based on my income.
And they would put mansions in quotes, it would help.
And if we're talking hate watching, Chet can agree. Gary hate watches the Chargers every week. And
that's
deep in the soul, that one. Yeah. My guest today on the Play With Pain White Lightning round music show from the Adam Carolla family of ice cream flavors, Chris Laxamana, Gary Smith, and of course the great bald Brian Bishop. Follow them on Twitter. Do I have this right? @ Chris Laxamana, is that right? And then @ G Patrick Smith.
And then
Ball Brian, is that correct?
That'll work.
And then let us know where else we can hear you guys. Of course, Ball Brian, you're on every day with Adam. Go, give your own plugs. Let me know what's cooking.
The Water Cooler. Check me, Chris, and a few of the other Corolla guys out. The Water Cooler weekly on Tuesdays. You can just subscribe to it anywhere you get podcasts. And if you like our stupid fun and want more of it, you can subscribe to our Patreon for a double dose each week. Patreon.com/watercooler.
I'll second that.
Hey, Jeff, you got to try a plug like that. Maybe you get some more. Hey, stop it, Jed. follow me on Twitter @ Real Jeff Cesari. My album, What Was I Thinking? Streaming everywhere. The Play With Pain mugs available @ JeffCesario.com. They're good. They're easy. Quick gift. Check the website for potential stand up dates. I'm going to try to get my ass out here pretty soon. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends. Spread the word. Having a great time here. Come back in and I appreciate it. Guys, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Chet, what do you got cooking this weekend? Oh, I'm going to be in No Trespassing, Vermont, calling the 13th Pumpkin Spice Latte Invitational for the Barista Network. The aroma's so dense, you'll be sick inside of 10 minutes. Sponsored by Holland Oats. Oats from Holland. This is Chet Waterhouse reminding you to play with pain.